It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. It's the month of May, and I don't know about you, but I've been doing quite a bit of fishing as of late, and I've been loving it. We've got a great show for you today with some great guests. In just a few minutes, you're going to hear from Craig Caudill. He is a survival expert who lives in Kentucky. He actually just wrote a great article for Field & Stream about how to make a torch out of a cattail, that very common plant that you find in our wetlands. And I'll tell you what, the way he does it is a lot better than the way I would have gone about doing it. I think you'll enjoy not only learning about how to do this right, but also about his survival school that he offers. And you can attend it either in person in Kentucky or online and take courses from the comfort of your own home. After we talk to Craig, we're going to talk to Nick Roberts. He's with the Bonefish and Tarpon Trust, based out of Miami, Florida. They are all about conservation for bonefish, for tarpon, and permit, and they've got a fundraiser going. It's the Florida Boat Sweepstakes, and you can purchase a ticket or a bunch of tickets for a chance to win a decked-out skiff from Floyd Skiff Co., which includes a 70-horsepower Yamaha, electronics, and all sorts of other swag that'll come in handy on that boat. Perfect for going after some of those species that we just mentioned. Our third guest of the day, that would be Job Rolfe, coming at us from Sportsman's Cove Lodge on Prince of Wales Island in southeast Alaska. He's up there along with a number of other staff members getting ready for the season ahead, and there's some changes that are going to be taking place. Number one, there's some upgrades to a couple of accommodations. If you have a party of six, you can actually have your own cabin or own chalet and then fish out of a boat every day together too. What a great trip that would be. And you can either go on a 3-day trip or 4-day trip, or now you have the option of going for 7+ days if you choose to do so. In addition to this, they are upgrading marine electronics and engines in the fleet, and they're offering some special promotional rates, $1,000 off on select trips in early July, to include the trip I'm going to be on, July 6th through the 9th, and I hope some of you will join me on that trip. I would love to meet you and go fishing with you. Speaking of fishing, I fished a big bass tournament put on by Limit Out Performance Marine out of my home lake of Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington. Fished it with my best friend, Rusty Johnson. And in the final segment of our show today, I will tell you how that bass tournament went. We swung for the fences, and we'll let you know whether we hit it out of the park or just hit foul balls. All in all, we've got a great show coming your way. But before we talk to our guests, let's run through some outdoors news together, shall we? We'll start things off talking turkey, specifically how things have gone in certain states during this season. And I'll tell you what, Missouri certainly looks like a very good place to be if you're looking to bag a gobbler. The reason why? Well, the Missouri Department of Conservation has put out a press release showing that 43,380 birds were taken during the spring turkey season that ran from April 15th through May 5th. The top harvest counties for the regular season were Franklin with 940 birds harvested, Callaway with 822, and Texas County with 780. Youth hunters also harvested 3,739 turkeys over the youth weekend of April 6th and 7th, bringing the overall spring turkey harvest to 47,119 birds. And according to the Missouri Department of Conservation, this is a 6% increase in total harvest from 2023 and a 20% increase in total harvest compared to the previous 5-year average. So yes, indeed, spring turkey hunting is hot in the Show Me State. Not so hot in comparison in Minnesota. From the outdoor news, we learned that the spring turkey count was 13,117 toms through May 5th. That's according to Nate Huck with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. One turkey season is still going. That would be the D season in Minnesota. And although 13,000 plus turkeys seems low in comparison to Missouri, this is actually considered to be a very good season in Minnesota. As a matter of fact, if 880 more turkeys are harvested in this final part of the season, it'll be a new overall state record, besting the previous count of 13,996 Tom's taken in 2020. Speaking of turkeys, you may be wondering, which manufacturers make the best turkey loads? Well, the folks at Outdoor Life, they decided to do some testing and find out. Joe Gunzel wrote an article about this and found that the best overall pattern came from the Apex GT3 TSS 3-inch shot shell. It's a 2.25-ounce load in number 9. That was the best overall pattern. The best long-range pattern came from the Federal Heavyweight TSS 3-inch 2-ounce number 7 and 9. And the best lead load, that was the Winchester Longbeard XR 3-inch 1.25-ounce in number 5 shot. You can find out more details about this test by going to OutdoorLife.com. In other news, gotta give it up for our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. They've come up with something very unique. It's the Garden Gun Smoothbore 22 caliber lever action rifle. Now, the Henry Garden Gun is one that you use if you are trying to deal with mice or maybe snakes on your property. And obviously, if you live in the city, this isn't going to work out for you. But if you live in the country and want to get rid of some of these pests, this is the perfect rifle for you. It actually uses a 22 caliber long-range shot shell. And because it's a smoothbore and doesn't have rifling, it distributes the projectiles in a really tight pattern that's going to work great for getting rid of those pests. Throw in the fact it's got a 15-round capacity, and there's plenty of pest control to go around. It only weighs 5.25 pounds. Like all of the firearms from Henry Repeating Arms, it's made in the USA. It looks great. It comes with a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. So check it out. You can find out more details at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there. Heading to Fort Peck Reservoir in Montana, we learned that a near-record walleye was caught out of there by Jason Mundell, an outfitter who works that body of water. He was fishing on April 28th and reeled in a monster walleye. Now, this hen weighed over 18 pounds at first and started losing eggs, so Jason measured the fish again, weighed it, and came up with an impressive 17.76 pounds for the fish, and then he released it back in the water so it could finish the job of spawning. And at 17.76 pounds, this fish was just shy of the Montana walleye state record, which stands at 18.02 pounds. That fish was jigged up by Trevor Johnson, who owns Kitt's Tackle Outfitters, in May of 2021 at Holter Lake, which is near Helena in Montana. Thanks to Target Walleye for bringing this fishing report to our attention. If you want to find out more about fishing Fort Peck Reservoir in northeast Montana, it's a huge body of water. Go to MissouriRiverMT.com. You'll find all sorts of access points, places to stay, and other information about fishing Fort Peck Reservoir for walleye and a variety of other species, too. Heading to California, we've got bad news when it comes to the deer there, because chronic wasting disease has been detected for the first time in California's deer. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife, in a press release, said it received confirmation on May 6th that samples collected from two deer, one in Madera County near Yosemite Lakes and the other in Inyo County near Bishop, both tested positive. Chronic wasting disease, also known as CWD, is a fatal neurologic disease that affects deer, elk, moose, and even reindeer, and it's been detected in free-ranging animals in 34 states, which now includes California. It affects the brain, causing progressive damage and eventually death. There is no effective treatment or vaccine to combat the disease. Finally, if you're looking to catch a bunch of big bass, the place to go is Chickamauga Lake in Tennessee. From Scenic City Fishing Charters, we learned that last weekend, local angler Shaw Banks won a Major League Fishing Toyota Series tournament with an incredible three-day catch of 15 bass weighing more than 82 pounds. That means that the average bass that he brought to the scale was a 5.4 pounder. That is absolutely incredible. By the way, Shaw Banks completely dominated this tournament, besting the nearest competitor by more than 24 pounds. That is one heck of a beatdown. If you've never fished Chickamauga Lake before, I would really recommend doing so with a guide. And Captain Richard Sims, who has been on this show, would be a good person to contact. Just look for Scenic City Fishing Charters on Facebook and set up a trip.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com. This is the time of year to get out and cook out. So make your next meal sizzle with Camp Chef, the brand known for quality outdoor cooking. From camp stoves to cast iron, from smokers to grills, Camp Chef will change the way you cook outdoors. To eat like a king on your next adventure, go to campchef.com or visit your local sporting goods store and get cooking. Whether you're serving breakfast in the backcountry or barbecue on the back patio, savor the simplicity with Camp Chef. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. Our next stop is Kentucky. That's where you're going to find Craig Caudill. He is a survival expert. He's the director of the Nature Reliance School. And he just wrote a really interesting article that you can read at fieldandstream.com about making a torch out of a cattail. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I have heard of making torches out of cattails before, and I had it in my mind's eye how I would do it, and it turns out what I was thinking would be kind of a disaster. So why don't you go ahead and explain to our listeners how you actually make a cattail torch that doesn't burn out in just a few seconds?
Well, the primary thing to keep in mind about any fire building, whether you're building a torch or a fire for use, is to make sure you have good accelerant. And if you have an accelerant that burns up quickly, then it'll burn out quickly. If you're using the down of basically the seeds of a cattail head, you're basically using a source for tinder that is just designed to go up quickly and be gone. So what I do quite regularly is I soak them in oil. You can use cooking oil. You can use any type of oil that you could use for fuel in a perfectly natural environment. You could also utilize tallow bear fat, deer fat, whatever kind of fat from an animal you could use. That's what a lot of the native and pioneer folks used to do, is utilize bear fat to make basically a cattail torch. Basically soak it in oil and then light it, and it lasts a lot longer than just the head itself.
Now, you mentioned it's really important not just to have it on the stalk itself, but to go ahead and actually attach it to a stick. Why is that?
Well, the stalk of a cattail in particular, it's a tubular plant, so there's not much to the stalk itself. It's very pithy. You can use it for handheld fire building and stuff of that nature, but it's not an incredibly dense sort of natural material, so it's just going to burn up rather quickly. So I like to, you can attach anything to it that you think will last longer than the head itself. Sometimes that's something as simple as just a like an oak or a hickory, like a hardwood stick. But I'm pretty fond of utilizing river cane that we have here in Kentucky. River cane in and of itself is a torch. They actually use river cane torches for miners when they first started doing mining here in Kentucky. So if you attach that to the cattail head, then you've got the double whammy of having both the river cane as well as the cattail that lasts an incredibly long time. Now, river cane is very hard to get started, so you'll almost always want to use some sort of strong fire or very hot fire to be able to get the river cane started. But once it's started, it lasts for quite a while.
If you want to find out more about making a durable cattail torch, go to fieldandstream.com. Read the article from Craig Caudill on this. Now, Craig, you're a survival expert, and you're the director of the Nature Reliance School. Tell me your background.
Well, I grew up a woodsman here in Kentucky, hunting, fishing. I did some hiking when I was a little bit older into high school and stuff of that nature. Just spent a lot of time in the outdoors. And just like a lot of rural Americans, let alone Kentuckians do, enjoyed that immensely. You know, my family would go on camping trips rather than beach trips and stuff of that nature here in Kentucky. So it became very natural for me to just spend time in the woods and developed an appreciation for both wildlife, herbaceous plants, woody stem plants, and all the things that happen in the woods. And somewhere along the line, I got hired by a survival company, a survival gear company, to make videos for their equipment. And I no longer do that with them. That company is no longer in business. But it basically pointed me in the direction of some different things that you could do to at least try to earn a living teaching people. Because I had been teaching some people very informally for quite a while and then started more formally when I started Nature Reliance School in 2006. So that's kind of the progression up until Nature Reliance School started, just doing a lot of things in the outdoors and enjoying every minute of it.
Now, folks, if you go to naturereliance.org, you're going to reach the Nature Reliance School website, and you got a couple of options. You can do an online membership and take online classes, or you can do in-person classes. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the online program to start off with?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. We have people training with us from all over the world that do our online school because it's so easy to do. We have an online membership where you can come in and there's several courses in there ranging from disaster readiness, wilderness survival, land navigation, foraging for plants, tracking, bushcraft. There's all sorts of different projects. There's different sorts of courses that are in there. That includes video content from me that's exclusive just for the people that are part of the membership, as well as I've got a lot of downloadable documents. One of my books is there, and it's only available in the online membership on basically emergency preparedness and disaster readiness. So it's a pretty robust online school, and we have quite a community of people. I spend some time in there every day talking to people that have questions and making sure that everybody gets taken care of in the membership. The in-person courses are what keeps us probably the most busy. We teach several courses a year in similar topics, survival, land navigation, tracking, scout tracking, what we call nature immersion, which is basically, I'm a certified master naturalist as well. So our nature immersion course is basically a brief intro to becoming a master naturalist, and a host of other topics that we do, ham radio. We do all sorts of stuff. We just like getting people outside. We like people being prepared for seas. We're not crazy, you know, survival freaks. We really like people to be prepared for hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and all the things that come from natural disasters, as well as just being prepared to go out, spend more time outside, and be safe while you're doing it.
Now, you've got a couple of tracking classes that are featured. One of them is the Tactical Man Tracking class, which is a 3-day course. You also have the Scout Tracker class, which is a 3-day course. What's the difference between the two?
Well, the Tactical Man Tracking course, which is in August, this is the first year we've done it for the general public. Scout Tracker, we've been teaching for a number of years. I'll tell you about it first because it's coming up this weekend, actually. But we've been teaching what we call Scout Tracker, which is basically camouflaging and tracking combined in a weekend course. And in a general sense, it's basically teaching people how to learn how to see more things when they're outside. Whether they want to utilize that for work, like law enforcement sometimes come to this class to be able to do their job better, or search and rescue, general animal trackers, man trackers, human trackers of all different sorts come to Scout Tracker. Because we're going to spend a lot of time looking at camouflage, how to hide, how to see people that are hiding, and things that go along with it. Now, Tactical Man Tracking that happens in August is basically, again, the first time we've offered it to the general public, but I've been training law enforcement and military personnel, law enforcement on the federal, state, and local level here in Kentucky, and military personnel for a long time now. And we basically, one of the things we wanted to do is try to bring some of the agencies that we trained together so that people that have skill sets in on the federal level or the local level or their search and rescue or their law enforcement or EMS or whatever, and they study tracking with us, we wanted them to be able to have a community training opportunity where we do that training together, meet one another, and also learn how to operate together to do whatever it is, search and rescue operations better, how to do things where these agencies come together and put it all in a synergistic way so that everybody can function and work together.
Oh, so much more we could talk about, but so little time. But again, folks, go to naturereliance.org. Check out the classes available. It's not just tracking classes. There's all sorts of classes that have to do with outdoor survival and bushcraft and a whole lot more that you're going to find very interesting. And maybe you should plan a trip to Kentucky to take one of these in-person classes. But if you can't, just check out the online membership and learn from your own home. Again, the website is naturereliance.org, and if you want to read that article about making a cattail torch, just go to fieldandstream.com. Craig, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is Florida. We've got Nick Roberts on the line. He is Director of Marketing and Communications for the Bonefish and Tarpon Trust, and they are having one heck of a sweepstakes. It's the Florida Boat Sweepstakes, where you have a chance to win a boat from the Floyd Skiff Company that's really decked out. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get into the sweepstakes, let's tell folks a little bit about the organization you work for, the Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Sure, John, I'd be happy to. So Bonefish and Tarpon Trust was founded in the Florida Keys more than 25 years ago, and it was founded by a group of concerned anglers, and what they were concerned about was the declines in bonefish and tarpon populations in the Keys. So in response to that decline, BTT was founded as a science-based conservation organization, and we pursue our mission to conserve bonefish, tarpon, and also permit, another famous flat species, through science, education, and advocacy.
So what's the status of these three species right now? Has your work been making a difference?
Yeah, our work has definitely made a big difference, and that's a big thank you to all our corporate sponsors, our members, and all our different NGO partners as well. So kind of moving from species to species, bonefish, we recently notched a major discovery in discovering the first ever documented bonefish spawning site in the Florida Keys. We had previously located these sites in the Bahamas and also along the Belize-Mexico border, but we'd never found one in the Florida Keys. And there's a number of reasons why that could be that a BTT scientist could share with you. But the bottom line is that we found this site, and now we're working with federal and state partners on protecting it, which is really going to ensure the sustainability of Florida's iconic bonefish fishery. And we're also keying in on other possible sites down in the lower Keys. So there's a lot of good news recently to celebrate with bonefish. Tarpon, we also know more than we've ever known to date about their seasonal migrations and diet through a couple recent studies we have, and we continue to apply those scientific results to conservation and improve policy. One example is BTT's advocacy in the state of Louisiana to improve the rules around commercial menhaden fishing. And that's important because menhaden are a staple of the tarpon diet. And so overfishing and unsustainable fishing practices of menhaden in the Gulf can have a major impact on tarpon. So that's one example of a cause that we've been involved with. And then lastly, permit in the Florida Keys are a famous species. There's more world records from the Florida Keys for permit than any other place in the world. And that's why BTT is working there with the local guide community to study and protect permit spawning sites. So the most famous site recently that we've worked on is called Western Dry Rocks, and that's near Key West. And that spawning site was identified in part from BTT research, and we rallied the fishing community and the guide community to protect that site with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. And so now all the permit that are spawning there are able to spawn without being targeted by anglers, which of course can impede spawning behavior and activity. So that's just a quick recap of all three species, but we're very busy across the range of these species from Florida to the Bahamas to Belize and Mexico. And we have more than 20 active projects going at one time. So we stay busy.
So the Florida Boat Sweepstakes, clearly this is a fundraiser for the organization. You're partnering with the Floyd Skiff Company, and folks can buy tickets between now and August 15th, at which point there's going to be a random drawing. What kind of boat are they going to win?
Yeah, so we're ecstatic to partner with Floyd Skiff Co., a great Florida-based brand. This is a perfect skiff for targeting bonefish and tarpon and permit up in shallow water on the flats. It is a 7-weight side console model, and it comes fully decked out with an engine from our great BTT partner Yamaha, and it's also loaded to the brim with outdoor gear from Sims, Sage, Fly Rods, Yeti, and a number of other industry partners. It also comes with a trailer that's fully loaded. And so this boat is just a great opportunity for some lucky angler out there. If you head over to btt.org, you'll easily find the landing page there to enter the sweepstakes. But really, beyond just winning a boat, the sweepstakes is also about raising awareness of the issues facing Florida's waterways and fisheries. And so the proceeds, of course, will directly benefit BTT's mission. But we're also going to be highlighting these issues that are facing our waterways and what BTT is doing about it by taking the boat on a tour throughout Florida. So we're going to cover areas including Rookery Bay, which is in Southwest Florida, which is BTT is working with partners to restore. That's prime juvenile tarpon and snook habitat. We just recently had it at the Florida Keys, where BTT continues to work on spawning permit research and also water quality issues. And then we'll also be over at Biscayne Bay, where BTT is very active in water quality issues as well. So it's really a great opportunity not only to win a premium fly fishing boat and flats fishing boat, but also to help BTT raise awareness and pursue science-based solutions to the water quality issues that the Sunshine State has been plagued by, unfortunately.
I should also mention something else that comes with the boat is a Raymarine 9-inch fish finder with a GPS plotter, so that's nice.
That's right, yep. We're very thankful to Raymarine and all our sponsors for helping make this happen.
Let's talk about how you win. And I like this because the more tickets you the more bang you get for the buck. So if you go to
BTT.org,
right,
and from there you'll see a big banner on our landing page for the Florida Boat Sweepstakes. So you just click on that banner, and then that'll take you to the landing page where you'll have all the information you need, and you can enter from that landing page for a chance to win. We're selling tickets. You can either buy one all the way up to 50 at different increments. And so that also includes all the rules and regulations regarding the sweepstakes. So if you have any questions, you can also email info@boneFishAndTarponTrust.org.
How much is this prize package worth, give or take?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd actually probably have to get back to you on that because we had sponsors adding stuff up until the very last minute.
Well, I think it'd be fair to say that it's definitely worth well over $25,000, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, you can buy one ticket for $50. You can get 10 tickets for $250. So that's just $25 a ticket. Or you can go all in, buy 50 tickets for $1,000. That's $20 a ticket. And best of all, this supports an organization that, as you heard, is doing some great work for tarpon, for bonefish, and permit down in the Florida Keys and other places along the Gulf, too. The website to go to, again, is btt.org. Look for the Florida Boat Sweepstakes and buy some tickets today. Help out this organization, and maybe, just maybe, you will win one heck of a boat from Floyd Skiff Co. Again, a 7-weight side console boat, fully decked out, and it's waiting for you. So again, btt.org. Go to the Florida Boat Sweepstakes and enter today. Nick, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.
Do you love to fish? Do you love to eat fish? Well, if you do, you know how important it is to have something to keep things sharp. Now, in the boat, it might be something to keep your hook sharp, like maybe the pocket knife sharpener from WorkSharp, which also works just fine along with the guided field sharpener for keeping fillet knives sharp. So when it comes to cleaning those fish you catch for the day, you can get that done in a hurry. And let's not forget, back at the house, when you're preparing those fish for a meal, that's when you want to have a kitchen knife sharpener, and there's several electric ones available. You can find them all at WorkSharpTools.com, which lists all sorts of both manual and electric sharpeners you can use in the kitchen, in the shop, or in the field. Sharp hooks and sharp knives make for a happy day on the water, so get your sharpener today at WorkSharpTools.com or look for these products at quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores near you.
Explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
You know, you see a huge group of people and maybe they're in line to do something and they seem happy about it. You have to wonder, okay, what am I missing? What's going on here? What are these people excited about? Well, in this case, it's thousands of people and they're joining MediShare. Why? Well, MediShare is a much more affordable alternative to health insurance. It's reliable, too. It's a well-run community of Christians. They've been sharing each other's medical expenses for more than 30 years. And if you switch, you'll likely save hundreds of dollars a month. Most members wind up paying about half what they used to. And you know what? They find they like it better. MediShare's member satisfaction rate is 98%. That's way better than health insurance, as you might imagine. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. You get telehealth 24/7. Huge freedom in choosing your doctors. At least check into it. This may be one of those things where you're like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why not start saving now? Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. All right, it's time to tell the tale. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I was going to tell you how things went at the Limit Out Marine Big Bass Tournament held on my home lake of Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington last weekend. Got to fishing with my best friend and longtime fishing partner, Rusty Johnston. We had pre-fished. We'd come up with a plan. And day one, we went to our spot, caught a good number of fish, but couldn't get anything over 3.1 pounds. So we moved to our second spot, and right off the bat, Rusty caught a 3.5 pounder, which we put in the live well. Because last year, there was a couple of bass that were under 4 pounds that actually paid out on hourly prizes. And the way this tournament works is every hour, you weigh in your fish. If it's the biggest fish of the hour, you get $500. And the biggest fish of the entire tournament, with 67 anglers involved, got a $6,000 check on top of that. So we caught these two fish, and then things just went really quiet for a long time. We didn't catch really anything for a couple of hours. So we made a move. Went to a spot where we've caught them on frogs before. Each hooked into a couple of 2 pounders, which wasn't going to help. So we made another move and went somewhere new but similar to our first spot. And sure enough, we found some bass there. Nothing big enough to weigh the first day, but at least we had a plan for the second day. So day two arrives. We shoot straight back to our number one spot. And about 5 minutes into it, I hook into a tank. And all day long on day one, the hourly fish were 4 pounders. And as a matter of fact, on day two, they were also 4 pounders. The biggest fish weighed during the entire tournament was only 4.9 pounds, which is smaller than most tournaments where you get 5, 6, even 7 pound fish out of here. But when I hooked into this fish, I knew it was a 5-plus pounder. I've caught fish this big before. I know how they act. And this one did exactly as I expected. It headed straight towards an isolated clump of submerged willows and wood, and I knew it was going to wrap itself. So I was trying to haul it out of there. It was busy wrapping itself, and snap, about 20 seconds into the fight, I lost that toad of a bass. And you know what? That would have been the winner. That would have got us a $6,500 check. So after being a little dejected, to say the least, we went ahead and continued to fish. Fished our second spot that we found the afternoon before, but surprisingly, it wasn't that great. And then we saw a little body of water blocked by some trees and some wood right on the other side of the second bay that we were fishing. And my buddy Rusty said, I think we can get in there. We did. Cost us a couple of plastic visors to our consoles on our bass boat with wood snapping them, but we did get in there. And we figured this is going to be Jurassic Park because probably nobody's fished this in years. Sure enough, we did find some bass, but we couldn't get anything over 1.5 pounds. So interesting exploring a new place. We're running out of time. We decide to head to one last spot between us and the weigh-in and found a nice bank with some points on it and some good brush. And in about 20 minutes, we hooked into a 3-pounder and a 2.75-pounder and saw a 4-pounder on a bed, but we couldn't get that 4-pounder to strike, and then we were out of time. So bottom line, no fish weighed in. Did see one that probably would have gotten us money. Definitely hooked one that would have won the whole tournament. And we'll have to see what happens again next year. Congratulations to the winners of the Limit Out Marine Big Bass Tournament. And my thanks as well to Russ Baker, who owns Limit Out Marine with dealerships in Pacific and Spokane Valley, Washington, who loves tournament bass fishing and putting these tournaments on for the rest of us to enjoy. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, got Job Rolf on the line. He is with Alaska's Best Lodge. And if you're wondering what Alaska's Best Lodge is, that would be Sportsman's Cove Lodge. We've been partnering with them for several years now, and we absolutely love the place. Job, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, John. Nice to talk with you.
So you're up there preseason and you've been very busy doing some upgrades. Understand that in addition to the base accommodations, there's a couple of new options. You've actually got an accommodation that's a cabin, the Coveside Cabin, and another one called the Chum Chalet. And these are both perfect for groups that are coming up, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. So they're designed after what used to be the cottage. The Coveside Pack Cabin is basically just a renamed version of the cottage with some minimal improvements to it. But then the Chum Chalet is a new six-pack with 3-bed, 2-bath, and a full fresh new renovation on the inside for guests.
And the Chum Chalet, that used to be, well, the manager's residence and office, wasn't it?
Correct, yeah. So it used to be the office.
Okay, so great opportunities there. Again, both of them house 6 people, which is just perfect because 6 of you also get your own boat too. So if you're looking for some together time as a family or friends or maybe a corporate retreat, these would be ideal. Let's move on to some improvements to the fishing boats too. Now, I already love the fishing boats. They're 37-foot walk-around boats, Delta-inspired, have a inside head that you can actually stand up in. A lot to love about their comfort and fishability. But you're making some improvements to some engines and to some fish finders too, aren't you?
We are, yeah. So as you know, we have very comfortable boats and we aim to be very competitive with our fleet. We added 2 new Yanmar engines over this past winter. And then we also added new fish finders and electronics in all the boats to further the experience of fishing.
Nice, nice. You know, it's so amazing how fish finder technology is just getting better and better. I've got what I call second generation fish finders in my bass boat, but, you know, it's completely eclipsed by what's out there now. And it's not just having like a 2D fish finder, it's just the accuracy of fish finders these days is just something else, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, well, we got to mention something else too. Now, you can book 3-day packages, 4-day packages, and this year you're actually offering 7-day packages too, aren't you?
We are, yeah. So we have discounted options for guests who would like to come for a longer time frame. We got a couple of true meat eaters that come every season, and they love to fish for anywhere from 7 to all the way upwards to 10 days at a time. So we'd like to offer options for guests who really love fishing.
Well, I got to admit, I never want to leave when I come to Sportsman's Cove Lodge. And that idea of an extended trip, you can swing it. That's fantastic. One other thing we should mention, you've got some special promotional rates for certain dates in June and July. Tell our listeners about these.
Absolutely. So we actually sold out of June yesterday, but we still have limited availability on a couple of July slots for upwards of $1,000 off. And as you know, John, the fishing really starts to get good in July.
Oh, it does. Last year, we really got into not just the Chinook salmon, but also the silvers and tons of pink salmon. And some people look down their nose at pink salmon, but not me. They're a lot of fun. And when they're cooked fresh, they are absolutely fantastic. What are the dates available for these special promo rates where you can get up to $1,000 off your package?
So we've got a couple of spots on the June 29th to the July 2nd trip, and then a couple more on the July 6th to 9th and the 9th to the 13th. So right after that kind of 4th of July trip, we've got some availability there for some great fishing at a pretty good price.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, I'm going to be there with my daughter Faith July 6th through the 9th, and I would love to have some of you as listeners to this show join me there. I'd love to meet you, love to hear your stories. Who knows, we might even be able to fish together, and that would be a ton of fun. So take advantage of these great deals at the beginning of July and in mid-July and save up to $1,000. If you're wondering how to book this fantastic trip, it's really easy. Go to alaskasbestlodge.com. That's the website for Sportsman's Cove Lodge. It's alaskasbestlodge.com. And book one of these discounted trips, or for that matter, any trip at all. And come fishing with me at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. It's going to be a ton of fun. You don't want to miss it. And you're going to walk away very happy with your experience. I guarantee it. Job, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Awesome. Thank you, John. We're very excited for the season, and we're excited to see you all.
And don't forget about our special partnership on the Cove Sportsman's Network YouTube channel. That's right, the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, heard exclusively on Seattle Sports Radio, KJR FM 93.3, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. It's America's 11th biggest market. And we've got a ton of listeners there, but we've never podcast that until now. So you can hear 59 minutes of content. We're talking about not just the national show that you can hear podcast on all sorts of streaming platforms, but also Pacific Northwest content that you're not going to hear anywhere else. The YouTube channel, again, to go to is the Cove Sportsman's Network. And check out the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We drop a podcast every week. On that note, it is time to go. Here's hoping that you're healthy in the days ahead and blessed with maybe some good fishing and maybe even a big bass. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter, full of the gear you need to succeed this hunting season. Firearms, ammo, archery equipment, decoys, clothing, boots, and more. Find a location near you or shop online today at sportsmans.com.